This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for January 21st, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, day 1. Just to give you an idea of what the crowd was really like at the inauguration for President Biden yesterday, this picture kind of frames it a little more honestly than most of the video from the inauguration. President Biden's first full day in office today, January 21st. He's begun his rollback of many of the policies enacted by President Trump over the last 4 years with a number of executive orders, directives, and memoranda. He signed a number of them on Inauguration Day. It has less to do, really, with wanting to get right down to work, and more, it's more about sending a symbolic gesture to his supporters. The more prominent of the new orders include halting all funding to the southern border wall, revoking aggressive border enforcement, preserving and fortifying the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, DACA, or the so-called Dreamers, ending the travel ban from Venezuela, Sudan, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Yemen, North Korea, and Iran, allowing non-citizens to be included in the census for the purpose of assigning congressional seats. This is a bad idea, which will incentivize states welcoming undocumented immigrants into the state just simply for the purpose of getting more clout in Congress, re-engaging with the World Health Organization, revoking the presidential permit to build the Keystone XL pipeline, requiring masks and social distancing on all federal land and federal buildings, which President Biden almost immediately violated, appearing at the Lincoln Memorial without a mask, but extending the COVID eviction and foreclosure moratoriums, and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord. Now, about that, the Climate Accord and the Iran nuclear deal, which Biden has said he's interested in re-examining, call them deals or accords if you want, but the Constitution plainly says that any foreign treaty, and make no mistake, the Paris Climate Accord is a treaty that would obligate the United States to certain things in agreement with other nations, must be approved by a two-thirds majority of the United States Senate. 67 senators have to vote yes on this for it to go into effect. Now, it remains to be seen if Republicans in the Senate will insist on enforcing and upholding and performing their constitutionally assigned duties when it comes to the Paris Climate Accord. What are the odds that two-thirds of our senators will vote for the Paris Climate Accord? Slim to none, which is why President Obama signed it as an executive order and very carefully avoided calling it a treaty. It doesn't care what you call it. A rose by any other name is still a rose. A treaty by any other name must still be approved by two-thirds of the United States Senate. Well, then there was this. Within a couple hours of taking the oath of office, President Biden's staff or somebody at the United States Embassy in Jerusalem, it's not really clear who, changed the official Twitter account for the ambassador to Israel to include the description that that position would also be responsible for overseeing the West Bank and Gaza. Now, the Washington Free Beacon caught this and pointed it out very quickly. This prompted an outcry, some pushback online, including from Republican lawmakers. The United States has for decades avoided taking any kind of a stance officially on the Palestinian territories because of ongoing on-again, off-again peace talks between the Palestinians and Israel. After the change was noticed online, it was changed back, so now the official Twitter account is just for the U.S. ambassador to Israel. The State Department did not comment on why it was changed in the first place. Topic number 4, they are ungovernable. If you thought Antifa was going to sit down and be quiet now that a Democrat was back in the White House, you were mistaken. Antifa in Portland, Oregon, continued to protest Wednesday, and they took aim at Democratic Party headquarters, smashing out windows and doors, vandalizing it with graffiti that I cannot repeat here on this broadcast. The Oregonian reported that some 200 Antifa activists gathered in southeast Portland and marched throughout the streets, arriving at Democratic Party headquarters at around 4 p.m. and beginning their vandalism. Other protests took place in Denver and Seattle, where in Seattle, an historic landmark of sorts, I mean, here in the United States, we don't have buildings that are 2,000 or 3,000 years old, but we do have the original Starbucks, which was trashed by activists in Portland. So you know they mean business. Topic number 3. Meanwhile, the deep state keeps hunting Trump supporters because We're the dangerous ones, apparently. We know this is true because former CIA Director John Brennan said so on MSNBC. He said the Biden administration's intelligence community, and I'm quoting now, is moving in laser-like fashion to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, end quote. And Brennan was referring specifically to Trump supporters and the former president's allies in Congress. They're not talking about armed militia units planning violent actions. They're worried about Trump supporters rising up and, what, rebelling? This is bizarre. But this seems to be the dominant strain of thought. At least it's what the major media, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, etc., the legacy media, walking in lockstep with the deep state. It's what they want mainstream America to believe, that white Republican Trump supporters are the number one threat to national security. Brennan went on to say that the belief system that exists across the country, quote, brings together an unholy alliance of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascist bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. Not libertarians. This is ridiculous. But for all of the talk, and to be honest, Joe Biden's inaugural address was all the right words. And I truly hope and pray that we will come together as a nation and unify. But it's hard to see how this is possible when you've got minions of the deep state like John Brennan saying things like this on a major cable news network without any pushback from the host. Now, as Christians, this does not change our job. Our job is still to proclaim the hope that we have in Jesus Christ with gentleness and respect, even in the face of this. Certainly, we have it no worse than the first century church was actively being rounded up, and on occasion in Rome, fed to wild animals. We aren't there yet, thankfully, so let's continue doing what we're supposed to do for our King, serving as ambassadors with gentleness and respect, according to the Apostle Peter. Meanwhile, Big Tech continues to purge the Rebel Alliance. Pundit Michelle Malkin and right-wing news blog Gateway Pundit have been dropped from Twitter, along with the Right Side Broadcasting Network. RSBN is still on YouTube, but no longer accessible to Twitter. Michelle Malkin, popular best-selling author, gone. Apparently, she's considered a danger to the Republic. The big tech giant Amazon publicly offering to help the Biden administration distribute coronavirus vaccine after making no such offer to the Trump administration. The only contact on the matter between Amazon and the Trump administration was in December when Amazon CEO demanded that the Centers for Disease Control label the 800,000 Amazon employees as essential workers so they'd be first in line to get vaccinated. No mention of helping distribute the vaccine. I mean, can't make the Trump administration look good in fighting this. And it's no surprise then that after all of this, and after the defection of a number of Republicans in the House and in the Senate, apparently, when it came to the drive-by impeachment for President Trump, that Donald Trump is talking about starting a new political party. Wall Street Journal reporting that Trump has had conversations with aides and supporters about starting a new party that he would call the Patriot Party. Not everyone's on board with this. There are those who say that this would be a bad idea because it would divide the Republican Party so that it would be nearly impossible for Republicans to win any future elections. But if they're going to govern like Democrats, what's the point? Topic number two, summoning the demon. It's a reference to a phrase, a description given by Elon Musk, Tesla's CEO, about creating an artificial intelligence, an autonomous artificial intelligence. Well, scientists now at the prestigious Max Planck Society in Europe say that with our current technology, if we do manage to create an autonomous artificial intelligence, we would have no chance of controlling it if it decided to destroy us. The Research Institute's paper, which is published last week in the peer-reviewed Journal of Artificial Intelligence Research, focuses on humanity's reaction to an artificial intelligence like Skynet from the Terminator movies that decides to end humanity. I mean, hypothetically, what could we do if a super powerful autonomous AI decided that the best way to end human suffering was to just end humanity. And the researchers concluded, well, frankly, with today's technology, not much. We'd have to stand by and watch ourselves be destroyed. But we better build one anyway before the Chinese get to it. Coming up, the worst analysis of the inauguration, hands down. That's next on 5 and 10.
SkyWatch TV is proud to present the Kingdom Priesthood Sinai to Zion special offer. When you order the new book, Kingdom Priesthood, Preparing and Equipping the Remnant Priesthood for the Last Days, from acclaimed author Dr. Michael Lake, and Sinai to Zion, the untold story of the triumphant return of Jesus, from New York Times best-selling author Joel Richardson, you'll also receive Dr. Michael Lake's two previous works, The Shinar Directive, Preparing the Way for the Son of Perdition, and The Shireath Imperative, Empowering the Remnant to Overcome the Gates of Hell Absolutely Free. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to get prepared for the prophetic days ahead. The Kingdom Priesthood Sinai to Zion special offer, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, the worst political analysis possibly in the history of television news. Tuesday night, CNN's political director, David Chalian, was roasted on Twitter, and deservedly so. I mean, this goes way beyond putting an event into context for the viewers to understand. This is, well, fawning is a good word, but I'll let you decide.
And the contrast on display tonight was so stark. I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool. It's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America.
Okay. Uncle Joe is reaching out. After this campaign and some of the allegations made about President Biden and the imagery of President Biden violating the personal space of young ladies again and again, perhaps this was not the best imagery. It's doubly creepy when you understand as a Christian what this represents. I mean, the Washington Monument is an obelisk, which in pagan terms represents the generative member of Osiris. So it's doubly creepy. I say again, perhaps the worst bit of political analysis in the history of television. Well, we're looking forward to finally seeing some of you face-to-face again. We hope we can make this happen beginning in just a few weeks. Here in the Ozarks, in fact, the Warrior Women Retreat coming up the first weekend in February, February 5th through 7th at the Finley River Ranch in Sparta, Missouri. This is south of Springfield. So Springfield, Branson, this is essentially local to us. Sharon and I plan to drive over on Saturday, February 6th. Now, this is a full weekend event. There will be speakers there Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday. Sharon and I will be speaking Saturday morning and Saturday after lunch. So we'll be there Saturday during the day, but this goes on all weekend long. With Warrior Women's Retreat, the weekend event, cost for the weekend is $100. If you want to find out more and reserve your place, log on to hiscallministries.net. That's hiscallministries.net. Now that same weekend, a virtual conference, Sharon and I are working on our presentations right now for the Virus, Vaccines, Victims, and Victory conference from Pastor Paul Begley. Paul will be speaking along with Sharon and me, others as well. You can find out more and reserve your place online, paulbegleyprophecy.com. That's paulbegleyprophecy.com. Now, we had planned to be in Israel in April. Still a lot of questions about the ability to travel in April. So we have moved the SkyWatch TV 2021 Tour of Israel back to October. This will be now October 3rd through 17th with an optional three-day extension to Jordan. You want to take the optional extension. It's a little more, but you're already over there. And when you go, you'll see Mount Nebo, where Moses got his only look at the Promised Land. And from there, on a clear day, you can see the Mount of Olives. You'll see Jericho. You'll see the plains of Moab. That's where Moses and the Israelites had that little problem where they worshiped the Baal of Peor. And 24,000 died. You can also see the archaeological site that is the site of ancient Sodom from there. And we think there's some connection between that and what happened on the plains of Moab 400 years later. That plus Petra and the red desert of Wadi Rum, it's astonishing. It is life-changing. To find out more and to reserve your place, log on to skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Dr. Michael Lake explains how you can be part of a supernatural team that even the forces of hell cannot overcome. The Kingdom Priesthood, the new book from Dr. Michael Lake. That's the focus of our broadcast program this week. And by the way, got to tell you, we are debuting on Daystar tomorrow night. Daystar broadcast not only here in the 48, but also Canada, the UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, and Israel. So beginning this Friday, we are now on Daystar. If you want to find our broadcast schedule for the weekly program, log on to skywatchtv.com/channels or just download the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV. Apple TV users, we're not seeing many of you using the app. It's free. Add it, and then you can make us broadcast on your schedule. Amazon Fire TV as well is free app for all of those, or just download our free mobile app wherever you are. If you've got an internet signal, all of our video content, including our web-exclusive programs like these daily news updates, Sci Friday, Unraveling Revelation, and the forthcoming program, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of those right to your smartphone or tablet. It is a free download for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and we have links to those app stores for the free download at skywatchtv.com. That also bypasses the gatekeepers of social media, by the way. You'll find Sharon and me online at gilberthouse.org. That's where we post our weekly Bible study, the Gilbert House Fellowship. We're going through the Old Testament right now in chronological order. It's going to take us a while to get through. It took us 5 years to get through the Bible last time. This time through, it's going to be probably twice that long, if we're here that long, God willing. GilbertHouse.org for that and everything else we do online. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.